welcome to the new season of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and I just want to give a big shout-out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who I love, and through him I have my very being. I want to thank all of you guys for your love and support and your prayers during my absence, and I'm just glad to be back. Today we have a very, very special show for you in store. We have the one and only Tanya Dallas Lewis. That was one of her singles entitled The Greatest of her debut project entitled Miracles, that's really taken the music industry by storm. So we want to give a big Marketing Ministry welcome to my girl, your friend, your buddy, your pal, Tanya Dallas Lewis.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Ms. Wanda, for having me on, and welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it is truly a blessing. You know, I'm grateful. I want to start by sharing our listeners, you know, what better way than to start the new season with somebody that I've had the pleasure to know for almost 2 years. For those of you who don't know, that Marketing Ministries is a marketing promotions and PR firm, and I have the pure pleasure to manage Ms. Tanya Dallas Lewis. So what better way to start off the new season with the lady that is dear to my heart? So for those who have been living under a rock, tell them Ms. Tanya Dallas Lewis.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm really excited to be a guest on tonight's show. And, yes, like you said, you do manage me. And, yes, it's been 2 years already. It doesn't seem like that long. It seems like it's been like, you know, maybe 6 months to a year. But things have been happening really fast, and God has been very kind to us and has blessed our, you know, our hard work and our efforts. And so shout out to all those people out there who have been supportive of Marketing Ministry and as well of, you know, Tanya Dallas Lewis and the music ministry that I endeavor to share really with the world.
Now, just tell the people a little bit, because, you know, some people may not have heard of you, but, you know, we know that, you know, you're a national recording artist, but tell the people a little bit, who is Tanya Dallas Lewis?
Sure. Well, Tanya Dallas Lewis is really just a fun-loving, down-home type of person. I love people, and most people, when they first meet me, that's the first thing they say is they feel like they've known me forever. I love to laugh, but most importantly, I love the Lord. He is the center of my life. He's my heartbeat. He's my melody. He's my song. And so since I was a little girl, I've been singing, really, for his glory and his alone. So I'm a pastor's daughter. Both my mom and dad are, you know, pastors, evangelists, ministers. And typically they say that pastors' kids are the worst kids, but I was the exception to the rule, a good
mm-hmm,
teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm not perfect. And Wanda will tell y'all, I surely am not perfect, not by any means. It's just, you know, some of the typical trappings that teens, you know, or pastors' kids face, especially when they're, you know, navigating the waters of adolescence. Those things really didn't affect me. But anyway, so I sing. I have my debut project entitled Miracles. It is out, and it received 2 Stellar Award nominations in the categories of Contemporary Female Vocalist of the Year. And what was the other one?
New Artist of the Year. You don't even know what you was nominated for. That's some foolishness. You know, all that hard work, and you don't know what you were nominated for, what you were called to do. You just doing some stuff, right, Tanya?
That's right. No, you do it so well.
You know, one thing that I love about you, you know, you're not afraid to utilize the gifts that God has deposited in you. For those of our listeners who don't know, that Tanya is a radio personality as well. She hosts a weekly radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's getting ready to be syndicated, called The Music
mm-hmm.
Box.
Mm-hmm.
Former ION media personality, she hosted a weekly television show. Is that correct?
That's correct. Hosted it and produced, one of the producers for it.
Mm-hmm. See, she, you know, very multi-talented, bad lady in her own right. You know, she says she's every woman. She can do more than one thing. You can cook up the bacon?
I can. I can cook up the great bacon. I can bring it home, too. But, you know, with that being said, I am so dependent on family, the love of family, friends, my chocolate husband and chocolate boys here at home. It's because of their love, you know, that I can, you know, do what I do. So, you know, some people like to get super religious and say, you know, it's because of God, and if I didn't have him, and that is so true. But God also sends us, I like to call them earth angels, in forms of our mothers, you know, our dads, our best friends, cousins, you know, husbands, children. And without that support network, I'd be lost.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know your debut project entitled Miracles is out, and we just released a new single entitled Intimate with You. Set our listeners up for Intimate with You.
Sure. This is a song that I really call my heart song, so much so that I made it track number 7 on the CD. And I don't know if any of you music lovers out there pay attention to how artists number their CD songs, but I do. And most of the time, number 7 is the one that's just like really speaking to me. So anyway, Intimate with You was written by my dear friend, Pastor Mahero Peebles. And it's basically just a heart cry. And for me, this was, regardless of my circumstance, what I found was sometimes that God will heal you without changing your circumstance. And so this song speaks directly to that. So if there's anybody out there who just feels like they want to pull their hair out or feel like they're not even quite sure if they believe that God exists anymore, I mean, I'm talking about people who have been to, like, the edge of whatever it might be for them and are just, you know, trying to make a decision of what they're going to do, I know the song will encourage them as it's a love ballad to the Lord that says, you know, I'm here to stay. I believe you. I trust you. And no matter what come, no matter what may, I'm going to stay nearby your side and watch you make a way out of no way, because that's what he always does. He's always making a way out of no way. So Intimate with You is it's a tearjerker for me. I think they'll like it. It's a heart song for sure.
Well, listeners, prepare your heart, get your tissues, and we're going to listen to Intimate with You by Tanya Dallas Lewis.
There's a place in me only you can fill. And as you pour yourself in me, that place becomes calm and still, with the peace that surpasses all understanding. I get close to you. I give up. I
People out there who feel like God has forgotten about them, he hasn't. He can't. It's against his very nature. He created you. He's got to. Even when he's silent, he's on the job. So I like that song. I like it a lot. It's my favorite.
I like it a lot, too. And we're not going to let you start with a mini sermon because we got to get ready to give you no offering. Just answer the questions, lady.
To my mama, Miss Tina, the minister Tina Dallas Hawkins. I get it from her. I can't help it. I can't help it.
That's all right, but I just want you to know, you know, they say it, all you're getting understanding, we're not sending no offerings, not none. So you do have free will. But on a sidebar, I know that you are such a practical joker, that you love to laugh. Tell our listeners the most funniest or the craziest thing that you ever pulled on somebody, the biggest prank or practical joke.
Oh, my goodness. I have, you know, really, it's not that I play jokes on people. It's just I can't stop laughing. And so, you know, I can't stop laughing when I'm not supposed to laugh. I mean, my mom will tell you, when we were growing up in church, me, Tiffany, and Kiki, those are my sisters, we would laugh so much that they was wondering if we were saved or not. I'm telling you, we were laughing all the time. So I'm just the type of person that doesn't like to take life too seriously. And maybe because my mom dropped me on my head when I was little. Yes, she did. She did. You know, I just have a different outlook on life. So, Miss Wanda, what you might think is serious, I very well might be in the corner cracking up laughing.
Oh,
so
I know.
I just love to have a great time.
Okay. Now, you know, time always go by very quickly when you're having fun. But tell our listeners where they can, you know, I know, but tell them where they can booked you, whether they can obtain additional information, just where they can follow the amazing, the angelic voice of Tanya Dallas Lewis.
Oh, well, that is kind, but truly, this gift has been loaned to me, and so I endeavor just to make the Father happy. But, of course, they can contact a marketing ministry, Wanda Adams. You hear her voice. This is her show. You can go to TanyaDallasLewis.com to find out how you can reach her. And I just want people to keep in mind that I'm a person, you know, more than the momentum or the business or the CD sales, is really the mission I feel that God has given me. And I have a heart for people, especially youth. So those of you out there who are, you know, doing your youth conferences or your women's events, I was just at the White House 2 weeks ago. You know, my heart strings really seek to inspire people, to motivate people. So keep me in mind for, you know, different events that you have going on. I'm more than a singer. But TanyaDallasLewis.com, and soon, you know, my project will be available in stores. So I'm excited.
Amen. I'm excited, too. And tell our listeners, you know, especially if they're in the DMV area, where you'll be next and some of the other things that you have coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, they can catch me on Black Talk Radio every Thursday. Oh, gosh. I have so many things coming up. I can't even think of one. One of them that's coming up is actually going to be in your neck of the woods in April at the Urban Soul Cafe. I'm on the lineup for that. But here in D.C., I will be, oh, gosh, I can't think of them. I'm sorry. So many places. I have.
You're going to be at Greater Mount Zion, is that
oh, no,
the church?
No, Greater Little Zion. Oh, yes, I'm going to be doing a fundraiser concert for Greater Little Zion Baptist Church. I'm also going to be at the Alpha Kappa Alpha brunch on March the 17th. I have so many dates. How about this? Go to my website at TanyaDallasLewis.com, and you can find out when I am, you know, appearing locally in the area. So,
okay, and I'm going to help you out a little bit. You know, in the month of April, she will be in Atlanta, Georgia, for the GMA, Gospel Music Association Week in the Dove Awards, and so she'll be at the C Room Live in Atlanta, where it's going down. She will be one of the guests, along with Ernest Pugh, who's our teacher. And then on Tuesday, the 17th, she will be doing Urban Soul Cafe pre-Dove Party. And so, you know, God is doing a lot of things on Miss Dallas Lewis' behalf, and we're just so thankful for those doors that He is opening. And, again, as she was just saying, check out her website. We try to keep it updated and let you know everything that's going on. And each Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can check her out on Blog Talk Radio on the Music Box, where there's what?
Where there's love inside and lots of laughter, too. So if you don't like to laugh, don't listen to my show.
And she puts out a spread for you guys. I mean, she serves food in the virtual green room. I think this Thursday night is pork couture night.
No, it is not. It sure is not. Actually, this Thursday night, we're going to be talking about sisters to sister. Why can't we get along? So calling out all the ladies and, you know, we need to do away with the cattiness and the competitiveness between us. So,
why can't we get along?
Some of us do. A lot of us.
Okay. But no pork night, because I was telling everybody that when they go into the virtual green room, you could be having some pig ears.
No, I am not. My virtual green room menu is specific to the guests that we have. So when Wanda comes on my show, yes, I will make sure that the menu includes some pork rinds, some pig feet, all that stuff.
I will make sure that you're there, and I will bring the hot sauce.
Please do, and you'll be eating it alone.
Well, you know I'm going to eat that, but, I mean, somebody will.
Somebody will.
Well, our time is winding down. Tanya, I want to thank you for being my very special guest on tonight's show on our new season. I want to thank you for allowing me the honor and the privilege to represent you. I thank God. I give Him all the glory and honor for what He is doing in this ministry, because without Him, we would not be able to do anything. I tell everybody, don't look for me to do nothing for you. Look what God does through me. So
amen.
I have to give Him all the honor and praise. And I just want to tell everybody, you know, to stay tuned next week. We're going to have a very, very special guest. I'm going to keep it a surprise, but just monitor, you know, sign up. I'm telling you, they're huge. They're huge. So you want to make sure you tune in next Monday night, same time, same channel. It is our desire to bring you the best in gospel entertainment news, the best in independent artists, and just to encourage you and inspire you to market your ministry. Because if you don't market your ministry, you know, you are your best seller. You can't expect anybody else to. And you have to be the first sower into you. You can't reap a harvest unless you sow into you first. Can you say amen, Miss Dallas Lewis?
Amen.
Yeah, take us over there. Can you put your hand over your ear and tell them I heard?
Oh, let me stop. Amen. You're absolutely right. Shout out to all my homegirls out there, Trudy, Takora, everybody, all my friends who tuned in.
Now, and we thank you, too. We thank you for tuning in. So she's just going to give shout-outs. But we appreciate it. Don't pay us any attention. This is how we do when we're together. Remember that God put laughter in our souls,
amen,
and it's okay to have fun and all that we do. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in to Marketing Ministries, the radio show. If you'd like to be a guest, if you know somebody that wants to be a guest on the show, email us at marketingministry@live.com. Don't forget to join the network that is advancing the kingdom, and that's at www.marketingministry.net. You can market your ministry, and it's free. Until next time, be blessed and be all that you can be in Christ Jesus. See you next Monday. Thank you, Ms. Dallas Lewis.
Thank you.